happy Monday. Now, I can't think of anything we need more on a Monday than a little bit of a pick-me-up, a positive advice story, anything that's going to make us go from ugh to like actually wanting to tackle the day and excited about it. Now, actually, side note, if you're listening to this and it's not a Monday, even if you're just feeling meh, inshallah ta'ala, this podcast will be for you. If you're a kind of person that has felt stuck for a while, feel like you're not progressing in your life, I'm going to give you some gems today about why you're stuck and how you can get unstuck. And while I think I might have covered this a while back, we're going to bring a new twist on it with this one and give you some beautifully inspiring stories of sisters who were stuck and got unstuck and how they did it. So hopefully this will be a little bit of a pick-me-up with you. And if you don't already know me, my name is Mindful Muslima, mom of five, big sister to the community, doing this about 25 years plus, and excited to do what we do here, which is help women go from surviving to thriving and becoming women of impact. And for those last who don't know already, we just finished the marriage workshop. It's totally over. I'm sorry if you missed it. A lot of women are DMing me about replays. Inshallah ta'ala, check your email. Check it daily. We're sending you tons of stuff. Make sure that you're in there. You check it. You should have the replay. If you don't, you can always get in touch with my team, Mindfulness at mindful-muslimah.com. And for those of you who don't know, we have tons of resources on our website. Ramadan is coming. You're going to need a ton of things to get yourself ready. We have a ton of downloadable freebies and free classes and so forth. So go there, www.mindful-muslimah.com. All right. So today we're going to be doing some inspirational stories. And I want to make sure that before we do, I thought it would be great if I'd give you the top reasons that women get stuck in their life. When I say stuck, it could be for anything, whether you're at university age, just working on your career, not married, you're married, you got married with like a bazillion kids. It doesn't matter. We all get stuck because we're human. And I thought if I give you these common reasons, maybe you can see if you identify with some of them, and then I'll give you some hopeful stories of sisters. Now, as a bonus, for those of you who want to stay till the end, if you miss the workshop and you kind of like, what happened in that workshop? I'm kind of curious. I'll give you some of the top gems towards the end, so that way you can get some of the best questions that I shared on compatibility and secrets on compatibility. I'll throw a couple of those in as kind of like a bonus. All right. All right. So let's dive right in. All right. So let's dive into the top reasons that people get stuck. And I'm going to start with a number one, which is habits and behavioral patterns. And I'm going to start with a fact that I've shared before and in emotions, like an emotional mastery free class that we have. And I shared this fact in there that 95% of our behavior is hardwired by the time we are 35. That means we are just on repeat. The same things we do every day, the same way we talk every day, the same way we react to people, how things make us cringe, how we have our thought patterns. Everything is kind of on autopilot, which is why it's so scary. That's actually why we're into mindfulness here at the podcast and why our tag is Mindful Muslima, because it is very natural to live on autopilot. Autopilot keeps you stuck, FYI. If 95% of people are on autopilot, I think we can now conceptualize why people are stuck, right? The way to get yourself unstuck is to become mindful, conscious, muraqabah. Mindfulness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to that in the Quran all the time. He knows we're on autopilot. He's like, wake up, get up. And how do you get yourself to be more mindful and off of autopilot? Well, that's a whole nother podcast in itself, but I'll give you this sneak tip. If you are consciously every day trying to practice mindfulness where you're aware, like I tell you guys, journaling or whatever, even sitting with yourself, conversing with Allah, taking out the Quran, tadabbur, and thinking about it, looking out into the nature and contemplating, it allows you to get unstuck and cycle interrupt for a minute. That's why I suggest these things. That's why the Quran suggests these things. We just try to make them like practically applicable, the suggestions that Allah gives, but that's why. And when you're on autopilot, you do the same dumb mistakes over and over, and that's why you stay stuck. So part of that is behavioral patterns, and science shows 95% of people are hardwired to like do these things over and over and over by the time they're 35. If you're not 35 yet, then it's like you're just creating that pattern. So maybe you want to work on that pattern before it gets solidified, right? And if you're over 35, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I guess I kind of do the same. You don't realize how much everything you do is in a pattern. It's really interesting if you have kids, by the way. Toddlers do. My daughter, for example, when she was smaller, every day she would cry when we would share things out. And it's interesting because I always thought I was being fair, but I guess she was really paying attention. And she was looking at the cookie and she was like, well, technically, when you split that cookie, I didn't get exactly as much as he did. And then she would throw tantrums. And I'm like, oh, she's so crazy. Like, why is she always throwing these tantrums? And then when I looked at her tantrums, they were never random. They were always very, very specific and patterned. And what I learned is that she was really upset at injustice. It wasn't just the splitting of the cookie. It was like she would count the number of times he would get to go in the front versus her of like a ride or something. And it really meant a lot to her. And I realized that her pattern, her trigger was injustice. She felt it was a bondman oppression. And so I realized if I was more conscious of that, I could cycle interrupt and I could break it. What are some of your patterns? Some of the things that you're doing every day when you talk to people and you're just completely stuck. That has me actually thinking about one of the sisters that we talked about yesterday. And when we were in the workshop, I told you I might share some like little mini inspirational stories here and there. We had some sisters who were living in a way that was kind of really, really keeping them stuck, but they found a way to get unstuck. So I thought I'd share one of those with you. And I just realized I didn't make an announcement that's pretty big. we had two winners right before I tell you the story. We had two winners yesterday who were inside of there, and we're looking for the ladies to claim their prizes. We had two winners. If you go on my Instagram right now, they both names start with M and M. I want to say it's Muna, and the other one is, there's another name and I can't think right now, but if you go to my Instagram, it's on there. And the two sisters, they just won my Muslim Marriage Lab course, the entire course for free. A lot of you guys know we have shared this before. And in the course, it teaches you how to find a spouse from the Quran and Sunnah completely. I give you lists of all our professional questions, but not just the questions to ask guys, but the answers, the right answers that he should give and the wrong answers that you should run away from him from. And we have lists and lists like compatibility ones, growth mindset, how to tell if he has emotional intelligence. You'd be shocked at the stuff that you can ask to really find these things out. I see women struggling like, oh, I don't, they end up like, oh, there's no way to tell. I guess I'll just get married and figure it out. No. So anyway, in there, we were talking about some of these questions. I'll put them at the end, but in the course, it's in there. And then we have the bonus course for them that they got for free for intimacy and how to have love and connection, intimacy, and then also all the bonuses of all the extra books we gave them. And then the book on how to read body language to tell if someone's lying. And I know we shouldn't have to do that, but these days it is what it is. So anyway, those two sisters won. Go check Instagram. You have to claim your prize today. And for those of you who didn't win, we have that course open for 7 days only. If you were in the workshop, there's currently a 40% coupon. Go catch that because it ends within 24 hours. Forgot to announce that for the winners are listening and the ladies want to snag that coupon. And if you weren't in any of that, it's for 7 days able to join the course. This is our most popular one. In there. Anyway, in the workshop, when I was talking to the sisters, I was sharing a story of a sister named Fatima, and she was pretty stuck. Now, this particular sister was a college graduate. So even if you're not a college graduate, I think you're still going to be able to connect with the story pretty well. She was stuck doing the same things over and over. She was stuck in the same patterns, same behavioral patterns, same relationship type patterns. And she was really overwhelmed by all these superficial connections. I mean, who doesn't feel overwhelmed, especially online with all the superficial connections? And the social pressures and her pressures from her parents. I think even though I'm at the age that I am, I still have pressures from my parents. Like they never stop pressuring you, I think, even once you have your own kids. I thought once my own kids were married and had their own kids, my parents would stop pressuring me, but no. So hence his life. So we could all connect with Fatima here, right? And so she felt lost though in the sea of endless options about marriage. And she was trying to get married because that's the age, you know, they're in. And the point here is that she was stuck on repeat and she couldn't break free. And when Fatima ended up coming to meet with us, because a lot of women reach out, they listen to the podcast, and then after they find the consultation calls that we have on the website, the same website that I shared before, www.mindful-muslima.com. They go on there, they get like a free consult, and then they talk and they realize that They're stuck. Yeah. And they need to inject something new into their life. So when she joined us inside of our school, she was basically just seeking guidance about support on her quest for love, right? And what we found from her is that, yeah, she was stuck in patterns and she was doing things in a way that was really not helpful for her. And I want you to think of how many of us are doing things in a way that is not helpful, right? Every day we're cleaning the house the same way. You know what I find with cleaning? And do you guys find this too? Women are either like their houses are really, 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 really clean. Okay. Those women that just like, mashallah, like I will never be able to keep up with them. Just so great. Mashallah. Every nook and cranny and everything in their house. And they're just like so super clean. However, sometimes those women have their house super clean, but other parts of their lives are highly untouched or unorganized. You know why? Because you can't do it all. That's the real reason. It's not because of anything deficiency on them, but I mean, you can't do it all. But if you're going to put all your eggs in one basket, you're going to be clean, 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 clean. You're going to find maybe their relationships suffer. Maybe they don't know how to get married. Maybe they are married, but their marriage is suffering. You know, it's funny, like you'll find that they're great at one thing, not the other. And this is why we're always trying to achieve life balance, right? And then you'll find some other sisters who their stuff is not super clean. And they kind of know that and feel a little bit like, gosh, I want to be like those ladies on YouTube who have amazingly clean houses. But they have put their energy in other places and their energy is more spread out. And so they will find that, yeah, my stuff is a bit unorganized, but I'm pretty good on my dean. Or my stuff is a bit organized, but my relationship's pretty good. Or my blah, blah. So like we're so different and diverse as women. And the thing about us though, is we all have things that are keeping us stuck that we can all have in common. And so Fatima, when she came to us, she was just really stuck in certain patterns of being too vulnerable with guys, letting them a little too close, getting a little too emotional, doing some stuff she knows she shouldn't do in terms of halal haram relationships. And one thing I do have to say, and this is why I wanted to have this as an inspirational story, what she did first is she owned it. She recognized it. How many of us who are stuck in whatever we're stuck in need to own it, right? She owned it. She realized what she wanted. We talked about it. So I would ask you the same, like, what do you want in your life? What do you need to get unstuck about, right? And if it is marriage, then this is going to be a great story for you. And if it's not, either way, we need to own it, right? And what Fatima said was she dove into this like whole thing of like, I want to know growth mindset and emotional intelligence. I want to know that the guy has that. I'm racking my brain on what questions to ask him and I can't. So we had actually shared some with her and I'll share one or two of them here. If you guys are curious, you could check your husband if you're married or if you're not married, you can know. And like I said, we didn't just, when she's in the course with us, we didn't just give her the questions. We gave her the answers. Like here, these are green flag answers. These are red flag answers. So I'll just give you an example. So I want to know about him. And this is a good one. How does he take feedback and criticism? Like, because think about it. In marriage, it's a lot of feedback and criticism. Your husband annoys you and you're going to have to tell him about it, right? Or you don't like the way he's talking to you and you're going to have to tell him about it. Or you don't like the way he forgot something and you're going to have to tell him about it. So understanding if a man is open to criticism and feedback, that's a big thing. That's a growth mindset one. That's a growth mindset one. So you could ask a question like this. Do you actively seek feedback to help you grow and improve, or do you prefer to work independently? Now, let me tell you a little something. It's okay to work independently, but if he's mostly wanting to work independently, that means he's most likely going to be the guy who wants to crawl in the cave and never talk to you about anything. And this question might really open up a conversation for you guys. Can you describe a time when you received feedback that challenged your perspective, like, or your life approach? These are great open-ended questions. So she was learning these and she was asking these. And, you know, we talked about some good answers and stuff like that. And like one good answer might be, we told her is, and they're not going to talk like this exactly, but like a general answer in this realm is that if they said, well, I kind of see constructive criticism as an opportunity to learn or enhance myself, like to review myself and change. That would be like a good answer that he had said anything close to that. We have actually three possible good answers that we share. But then like another one, this is really interesting for married women too. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If he's like, well, I prefer to work independently. I don't really think that taking feedback from people is necessary for me to improve. I can figure it out. I kind of know what I'm doing. And, you know, he just talks about how capable he is instead of sharing and being open. That means he's not having a growth mindset. He doesn't want to learn and grow with you. He wants to do his own thing in a silo, and that is a red flag. So these are things that she was studying. She was also studying emotional intelligence. And mind you, these are lists that we have inside of the course. This is the same course that I know a lot of you guys have already joined, but I want to tell you, if you start to dabble in those, you're going to see amazing, amazing opportunities to have conversations with guys. Anyway, so as we were going along, we also did emotional intelligence. So she was doing a really, really great job. And what I was really, really proud with Fatima about was the fact that she did this work. And she even went on and took the personality test, and she learned her personality type. And that's one that we encourage women to do. And then she was able to match like a potential one with another guy. What I want you to notice right here in the story, I'm going to pause, is that Fatima is learning. Fatima realized she had these behavioral patterns that she's constantly stuck at, and she took a minute to do something differently. And there's this quote in Einstein, and I'm not like really big on Einstein, but he did have this quote that just struck me, and I've never forgot. So really, really what she's doing here, and this quote from Einstein struck me. It was madness or craziness, I can't remember the exact word he said, is doing the same thing over and over and over the same way and expecting a different result. Come on. Doesn't that just speak to us in our marriage fights, in our life choices with other relationships with people, the way we just do the same morning routine and mess it up, or evening routine, or don't even have a routine. The way we are eating habits, our exercise habits, doing the same thing over and over, wondering like, why didn't I lose 20 pounds? Why don't people treat me better? Why don't I, like, because I'm not doing anything new. What Fatima did was she didn't change her environment. Because I want to tell you, when you get into why you're stuck, it's often, environmental, people will say environmental or social factors. I want to challenge that one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. He took Ibrahim, like I told you, in the fire, made it cool for him. He took, in the battle of Uhud, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he's in a particular situation, and he made miracles from him. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he can bring you help from which places you cannot imagine. Out of nowhere, help comes. I have experienced this several times. So sister, don't think you need your family to change. Don't think you need more time in your schedule. Don't think you need more money, more this, more that. You don't. What you really need is to cycle interrupt. And what Fatima did was that. She didn't have the support of her community or her parents, if we could be fair. So she asked us. And we know many women don't have that. So that's why we're here. But the thing that she did that was the best was she recognized, admitted, right, that she has this problem and actively did something about it. The women who do this are the ones who get unstuck. Point blank. I explained in the webinar, is a workshop, I guess, because it was live. Workshop yesterday. That 92% of women often do not take action after they learn something. Shout out to the women who were in the workshop and the Thrive Women as well. I know you guys really, really, I got so much great feedback. But many of you said, gosh, that's me. I've been to like 3 of your workshops now. And I realize I love this. And I hear you say about that. And I talk to the sisters and I'm connecting. And then I go back to my life. And I wonder why nothing changed by the time I hit the next workshop. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's life for many of us, right? We're in the same dietary cycles. We're doing the same things. I know women who like eat books, like just read books. And they're like the next self-help book, the next self-help, and they have consumed them all, but applied very little. That's because that's the part that's, it's uncomfortable to talk about this. It's sticky. Growth is in the discomfort zone. I'm sure you guys have heard people say that online. It's really, really true. You have to know that. And it's true and it works. All the difficult times in my life, that's what saved me. So the end of the story of Fatima, she engaged in the courting thing now. She skilled up, she jumped back in, and she had meaningful conversations. She knew how to set healthy boundaries now. She listened deeply to the hearts of potential people, but if the minute she felt like they were not gelling with what she planned for herself, she cut it off. And that's the problem. A lot of people can't can't stop relationships. They can't stop them when they know they're toxic or they're not good for them. And she had the confidence and the strength to do that now because, like I told you, knowledge is incumbent upon every Muslim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that. I've said that many times in the podcast. She took a minute. She skilled up. And now she got past surface level interaction. She got deep with people much faster. And then she got out much faster because she knew, I got these questions. If you don't answer the right, I'm out, because now I know what I'm doing. She felt confident. And Fatima applied the principle she learned. And alhamdulillah, I'm happy to say she now has a relationship that she feels really, really good about. She's currently married since she started working with us. And alhamdulillah, what I want you to know is you have so much more power over your future than you believe. And I want to say that alhamdulillah, some people, they don't acknowledge the amount of power Allah gives them. They just want to blame their situations. Blame there's no time. Blame there's no, support. There's no money. At the end of the day, I want to tell you something. If you really want it, I've told you this for my Quran teacher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen for you. Now, a lot of people in my podcast have listened to me talk about, for example, non-negotiables. So this is the second thing that keep people stuck, which is only doing half the work. Only doing half the work. So let's pretend you get motivated. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to change now. And they start to do the work, think they did enough. It's going to carry them along. And then they bottom out. They're like, you ever have that person that starts a book and they only read the first chapter and they have like a million books in their library that's like, I read one chapter, the beginning chapter of every one of those books, and I didn't really get past that. They start something and they don't finish it. Or they think that they get hyped with that little bit of information they learned and they don't finish the process. That is my other second thing that I've noticed keeps women stuck, doing this for, like I said, 20-something years. There's this sister, Selma, that I shared a story with yesterday. And she was living abroad for college and she was constantly torn and didn't have a community of support because she's like, I think she was like in Germany and France. I find a lot of our women go abroad for studying. And she was caught up in a whole bunch of stuff because when you're outside of the Muslim community, it's hard. You don't have those Islamic reminders. So she was getting caught up in situations and relationships, and I'm not going to tell all her tale. But she had listened to the podcast and she came to me. She said, I heard you guys, you talked about those non-negotiables. I got mine. These are the five and I got them and I'm using them. And I was like, great. That's great. So what else are you doing? She's like, well, I think that's going to help me and that's going to be enough. And, I find a lot of women like that, they go and they go on Amazon and they buy cleaning products and they're like, yeah, now my house is going to be clean. I got the newest thing that's going to work. Or I got these awesome containers and it's going to make my freezer organized. Freezers are nightmares, right, everyone? And alhamdulillah, they buy them and they're like, yeah, and they think they're done, right? But that's not how life works. If you don't have a system for that thing you're trying to do, you're not going to be able to do it. And that's the bottom line. So it's really, really important that we recognize the fact that doing all these things are great, but you have to complete the process. You have to complete the process. And so she didn't. Selma didn't, just to be frank. And she missed major red flags. She actually ended up getting married and shortly divorced after. She came to me after telling me all this. And just maybe last week, we're trying to help her get on track and try to, rebuild her self-esteem. But now she made her life really hard for herself, right? So we hate that. We hate that women have to go through more struggle now, but it is what it is. So far we shared with you one type is the behavioral things that, habit-forming things that we do over and over again. We're on autopilot. And then we explain that we only do part of the process. We start to learn things and then we kind of give up. And then we just like, And the other one is, the last one to share is a negative mindset. We're constantly telling ourselves a really, really sad narrative. And I want to tell you that the more you tell yourself a sad story that you can't do well, the more that you're going to beat yourself up. No, it's never going to happen. No, it isn't ever going to happen because you have told yourself it's not. And now your body's going to follow suit and you're creating an environment where nothing's going to succeed. I had this sister that I spoke to. Her name was Layla, and Layla was divorced previously and she was actually divorced twice. So when I tell you this sister was sad about her future and she was scared to pieces, she wasn't just scared to pieces about getting married. She was kind of embarrassed. Her parents said, why did this happen to you twice? Like, how could you be so not smart? That's the nicest word I can say that they called her. And she felt really bad about herself. But to be fair, Layla was a really great person, or she is a great person. She's not passed. And she just really just didn't know what she was doing. And she wasn't raised with the tools. So she had kids that she was bringing also. So like, let's talk about, you know, the stakes being high. It wasn't just her. She was trying to make a life for these children. And she was just like, no man is ever going to love my kids. And I can't believe how not smart I am that I did this twice. Like, it was really taken to heart, all those negative comments. Her aunties, everybody was giving her a lot. And basically, when I met her, I don't know, it was about a couple years ago, and she came to us, it was really, it was just like, it was felt like it was my story. Because you guys know I was divorced, I didn't know, and then I got remarried. And now I'm happy, alhamdulillah, because I know what to do. But I remember that feeling she had. What if I never get married? What if I never find anyone? What if the next marriage is going to be bad for me? And so the feeling she had and the lack of hope, I totally could connect with her. But I told her, I swear I'm going to take care of you. It's going to be okay. I will not let you fail as long as you're ready to learn. And like I told you from before with Sister Fatima, what she did, she was all in. I said, I've got you, but you have to do the work. I can't do it for you. But I'm going to do everything for you and with you step by step. You are not alone and you don't have to wonder next. So I'm telling you, the chances for success are very high by Allah, Allah Kareem, you know, whatever, but if you do your part. So she learned and she was able to erase her self-doubt and her skepticism about men and her ability to find the right man because she built confidence around herself. And the confidence and the clarity came with knowing what to do. Before she went in, like, just like trying to like not get, you know, how do I say, I'm trying to think of a nice word for the guys, not to get, you know, fooled by the guys, by this the nicest way I could say it, and their tactics or whatever they're doing. And now she came in like, no, I know what I'm doing. Let me talk to you and find out if I'm interested in you. And her self-esteem was squashed before. And now she had so much more confidence. I could just see it in the difference of the way she carried herself when I would like be with her on video calls and stuff like that. So she's a totally new person now. She's married. And her, not only does her new husband accept her kids, but they have two kids of their own. So I'm really, really proud of her. And I'm telling you, so many of you out there feel like your story is just too broken and you can't go on. And the other thing that keeps women stuck is this mindset. It needs to go, right? It means I don't trust Allah. And by Allah, everything is possible. So I hope you caught from the podcast some really, really big, big things you can do to get unstuck. People are unstuck because of their habits and their behavioral things. I told you on autopilot, it's totally human. You got to cycle interrupt by being conscious and every day thinking about what you're doing and focusing on it, whether it's journaling or having systems or learning a new process of something you're trying to accomplish. The second one is you can't start something and stop it and wonder why there's no success. You got to like finish the process. There's a full-on process. And the last one is you got to change that negative mindset that has you believing and telling your story. Layla rewrote her story. She rewrote her story. You guys have heard me talk about that from our emotions course. She rewrote her story. I feel so sad when I see women struggle for no reason, when I know that they can have better if only they knew. And so I wish the same for you all. I can't wait to see you in the next podcast. Don't forget, ladies, if you were in the workshop, it is this, I think one more 24 hours to catch the 40% off on the emotions, the Muslim Marriage Lab. That's the one that I referenced this whole time with the women that I gave them all their advice from. And I gave you one or two questions I know from in here, but there's tons more. Welcome, welcome to all the ladies who have recently joined. I cannot wait to support you in your journey. You're going to find access to all of that, all those questions, so many more things, talking about apps, how to navigate them. Can't wait to be with you. And inshallah ta'ala, don't forget, ladies, just this week only it's open to join. And inshallah ta'ala, I will see you in the next podcast. I'll try to put a link below, but worst case scenario, you can always go on my website, www.mindful-muslima.com. If you go to classes and courses, you'll find the Muslim Marriage Lab is the first one up there as the actual course. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.